Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of, and a little bit more than a week this time, of April 5th through the 14th. And I'm extending it a couple days there because I do want to include our opportunity alignment between Jupiter and Pluto that we are going to be experiencing in the build-up phase throughout this week ahead. It will peak on Saturday the 14th. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. There are two major areas that are going to be kind of highlighted in this week ahead. Both hold a lot of opportunity. I know it may feel a little hard to believe coming out of the last 2 weeks of the Mercury retrograde under duress and its square to Mars and Saturn in Capricorn. I know it has whooped me as well. But we are actually coming out of the worst of that. Mercury retrograde is going to continue until the 15th, so we have 10 more days for you guys listening live. But we are on the downward part of the mountain now. We have gone through the biggest push, and now we'll just be cleaning up, letting go, rekindling, reworking things as we move through the rest of this. So that's the good news with the Mercury retrograde. There should be no more added scenario since Mercury is now officially done coming into contact with outer planets. And so there you have that part of it. So as we go into this week ahead, we're going to focus on Venus, who is going to be extremely active and all in positive ways. Yay! yes, I love to hear it. So Venus is going to be harmonizing with Saturn. That is going to be Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th of April. And then Venus is going to be harmonizing with Mars. And that will be Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th of April. And then she will wrap up by sextiling, which is an opportunity alignment, with Neptune on Thursday the 12th. That's a lot of good stuff with Venus. And so Venus is in Taurus doing all of this. So this means that there can be some really good flow and opportunity when it comes to, definitely first and foremost, what we're doing with our personal income, because Venus rules that and Taurus rules that. So we have a doubling up of that combo there. So with the harmonics with Saturn and Mars, that can help us get in there with higher up people that we want to work with or impress. It can help us with our goals. It can help us with our career momentum with that personal income. And with the opportunity to Neptune, it can bring in things that, you know, open up for us in the arts, in the spiritual realm, in the romantic realm, in the institutional realm, or through research and investigations that tie in with that income theme. And then Venus is also focusing in Taurus on what we want to do with our purchases over these days ahead. Also, you know, harmonic and opportune of what we want to do with our product or our possessions. And she can bring in women who will benefit this. She can help you focus that on a love interest. Or she can make it about beauty themes that you're interested in as well. So all of this is working together, and that's quite a few days, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yay! So there you have it. I'll break down how that plays out by sign here when I start to go through the signs. So the second thing that is going on is this big Jupiter-Pluto alignment. Jupiter and Pluto are forming an open-door opportunity alignment this particular year of our life that is not going to repeat again. And it's a big deal. January 15th, it began, and we are at the midpoint now, the second of three of these opportunity alignments, and it's going to happen, like I said, on Saturday the 14th, and then the final one is going to be in September on the 12th. And so between January and September, there is this potential for us to see some growth or to seek a path that brings more happiness or prosperity or adventure. Via where Jupiter's traveling, which is Scorpio, which means we can focus on the big financial picture, not so much income, but what's going on with the loans that we need or our debt and getting that paid off, or how we're handling our taxes or insurance or investments or commissions or mortgage or insurance or bankruptcy. What else? Alimony, child support, inheritance, you know, anything that's a big outer financial resource, this is one of those years where you do want to seek out some kind of financial specialist and see what you can work out, you know. The Scorpio rules triangles, so very favorable to you working through that money situation with a third party, somebody who's specializing in financial interests of whatever this might be for you guys. So that's one of the areas. And then Scorpio also rules our sex life and reproductive life. So it can be a very important kind of turning point in this week ahead as something's opening up to draw that sexual connection with you, or to work something out either through, you know, having a baby or what's going on with your reproductive or hormonal system. Scorpio rules divorce, and so this can help you, you know, open that up in whatever direction is beneficial to you. It rules death and birth, so it can help you, you know, work your way through that if that's part of your story this year. And it also rules, well, no, I already said kind of said that, third party. So if there is something just specifically third party oriented, that can be showing up. So in all of those areas, the financial, the intimate, the reproductive, divorce, et cetera, you want to look for Jupiter scenarios, Jupiter ways that this might come together for you. So do you need to travel? Or is there someone at a distance that's involved in this? Is there something legal that you need to tackle? Is there something educational, either learning or training or teaching, involved in this scenario? Is there something in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity? Is there something with a ceremony, a wedding, something like that? Is there something with religion or politics? So seek it out. And this week ahead, it's going to be extremely active, intense, building. And this is linking to this door open to Pluto, which rules Scorpio. So those themes come back into play again: finances, sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, third parties. Pluto's in Capricorn, so we're looking at the goals that we have set, or we need to set, or want to set. We are looking at our career, or our status, or reputation, or fame. Or we're looking at authority figures that we're dealing with or working with, or, you know, whatever, however you're threading through the authority figures. And this could be a boss or a parent or a teacher or a judge or a mentor or a director or producer, somebody like that. And so, again, you know, this is peaking and kind of helping us tip the scale, that next step of the journey, by Saturday the 14th. And in this week ahead, the sun is going to come up and push us. You know, we're just kind of sitting around digging the Venus thing, going, oh, we're doing so good. We can feel this good thing coming up on the weekend with Jupiter Pluto. And then the sun is just like, get up your butt, do something about it so that it does turn out well over the weekend. And that's going to happen on Tuesday and Wednesday. It could be both days. It could just be one of those days. The sun is going to square Pluto and in conjunct Jupiter, which really means sometime between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, you need to show up and do something about it, you know, make some adjustments or overcome an obstacle or challenge yourself a little bit more. And if it's not about you physically showing up, then it has to do with your name on something or your title or your image or brand or body and what's going on with that in the scenario. So that's kind of our only, you know, kind of look at it maybe as a challenge or a glitch on those days, but it's part of this story, and you don't want to sidestep it. You want to be in there Tuesday and Wednesday doing what needs to be done so that by Saturday, as these giants come together, yes, Pluto's considered a giant because it's the most powerful energy in our zodiac. When they come together, you know, you want to have done what you needed to do. And so look for that. So that's our story. So as we break this down, Aries, looks like a really good week for you guys as far as the potential to earn money or to land something that brings in monetary benefits, to do something with your possessions, or to make a purchase or a bunch of purchases, or to pursue, you know, promoting your product or getting your product out there in some way. So definitely want to focus on that. Like I said, Venus is active with this, helping you in harmonics with these higher up people or with your goals or career. Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 6th, 7th, 10th, and 11th. And then on Thursday, the 12th, there is this kind of open door to all of this that can help you with art or film or music or painting or poetry or dance or anything in the spiritual realm, meditation, yoga, prayer, magic or psychic interest, a romantic interlude or escape, anything with an institution like a hospital, spa, retreat, something like that, or with research or development or investigations or strategies, digging into information. So look for that door to be open on Thursday. And then with this big Jupiter-Pluto thing, you know, Aries again, majorly beneficial for you to turn a corner with financial interests. So you do want to go get advice from financial experts on what might be possible. Maybe push yourself on Tuesday, Wednesday about that, and then expect to be able to then see something turning a bit on by Saturday the 14th. Or maybe somebody else pushes you, you know, over it, and then you're scrambling a little bit, and then you see that door opening on Saturday the 14th. So financial is definitely one of the areas. And then if it's not financial for you guys, it can be the personal side of this energy, which is looking for ways to find more happiness or to see some personal growth through some kind of fulfillment in your sex life or through what you're pursuing reproductively, what's going on with a divorce, how you're handling a death or a birth, or how you're working with third parties in situations. And you guys definitely want to deal with those authority type people, or you want to focus this on career or personal goals that you have about any of the above. So again, the push Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the turning point Saturday the 14th. All right, for Taurus, you know, Venus is in your sign, Venus rules your sign, so this has to be a pretty good week as far as Venus goes for Taurus. This puts Venus, you know, right there with you, babe, so it is very much about attracting love. It is very much about attracting income or feeling beautiful and getting noticed as beautiful, or doing something, you know, that is with women. And all of this harmonizes for Taurus, you know, in a physical or personal way, linking you up to people at a distance or from foreign cultures or with travel opportunities or linking you up with media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity opportunities, linking you up with educational pursuits or legal needs or ceremonies or religion or politics. All of this stuff is very solid for you guys. And then by Thursday, helping you kind of get in there, Thursday the 12th, in a groove, some kind of opportunity for you in one of those areas that has to do with a group or a gathering or a party or event or what you're doing with friends or what you're doing online, or could tie in with astrology or charities or personal aspirations or original projects. So it looks like a good time for the Taurus in this weekend. And then when it comes to this big Jupiter-Pluto alignment, you're at that turning point now. It's building all week. So it's really trying to get you to stretch your wings when it comes to romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or opponents, and to open that up through Jupiter themes, so through travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political arenas. And, you know, you've got Jupiter in the sign of relationship and then Pluto, which rules your sign in that Jupiter territory of the ninth house. So it really is pretty much that basic and that straightforward for you guys. There might be more intimacy in this connection. There might be more financial potential in this connection, or you might be making some deep or profound changes through this connection. So definitely you want to be thinking about who it is you want to reach out to or who needs to go, what the changes are, you know, how you're evolving this story. And realize that you will get that push Tuesday, Wednesday between the 10th and 11th. And that push for Taurus adds something going on behind the scenes. So you kind of need to show up with the research or investigation or show up with the strategy or with the institution, the hospital, the prison, the spa, the retreat, or show up for the romance or the artistic thing that's going on or the spiritual practice that's going on. If it's a challenge, there could be addictions or secrets or deceptions in there that you're trying to deal with. Again, you know, tied into one of these relationships and what's happening in these travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political arenas. So expect the push Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a major turning point where things are starting to open up and get you in the right flow again on Saturday the 14th. For Gemini, Venus is working behind the scenes for you all week, and she's doing a really good job for you. So it can't be bad, right? So this can be a great week for romantic interludes that are private or secret or about getting away, you know, and or holding up in the house, having that time alone. Or it can be great for making money in the arts or for love flowering while you're at the movies or at the concert, something artistic tied in with that. It can be great for research and development. It can be great for your spiritual practices, dealing with institutions. So you want to look for the income potential, the love, the women, the beauty themes playing out there. And, you know, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this is harmonic with big financial flow or topics or what's going on sexually, reproductively, with a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party situation. And by Thursday the 12th, it is opportuning your goals or your career or your fame or something happening with an authority figure, so that door is open. Now, with the big Jupiter-Pluto alignment, this is your second of three. It's peaking on Saturday the 14th, and it's really trying to help you turn a corner. Jupiter has been trying to get you to focus on the work that needs to be done or the job or something in the health arena or with animals. Or something with coworkers or hired help or paperwork. And so you're kind of looking at, you know, what are you tackling legally here, or are you traveling or dealing with people at a distance here? Is there something to learn or teach here? Is there something with media or marketing or ceremonies or religion or politics in the mix? You know, and how can you open that up some way, linking to your eighth house of finances, sex, divorce, reproduction, a death, a birth, or a third party. So what started back mid-January, now you're at that turning point. And in this week ahead, you are going to get pushed on Tuesday or Wednesday or both days, the 10th and 11th, about this. And the push is really going to either somehow involve those topics, but also a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or a gathering of some sort. Or it could be about an original project or your aspirations in the mix. So expect to show up and deal with that. It's part of kind of getting you to where you need to be by Saturday the 14th as you get to this turning point and things are open for you. All right, for Cancer. Venus is in your social sphere and very active this week, which means you might be hearing from a lot of female friends or going out with a lot of girlfriends, or maybe you and your friends are out and you fall in love with somebody, or you get involved with your friends to make money, or you're doing something about a beauty product or beauty interest with a friend. So think of Venus themes and your friends. And this can also be what you're doing in group activities or what you're doing online or at gatherings, parties, events. Can also tie in with astrology or charity. So all this stuff is going swimmingly well in the week ahead. And Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, this forms a really nice harmonic with clients and specialists and partners and agents and attorneys and relationships of all sorts, right? So you want to kind of seek those out to bring them into the fold of that. And then by Thursday, the 12th, there's an opportunity for what you're doing in this social stream for love or income or women or beauty. And the opportunity is to legal interests, travel, education, media marketing, weddings, religion, or politics. So there you have it. Nice week for all of that. And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto opportunity, Jupiter has been trying to bring you growth and more opportunity for happiness or prosperity, and it's been focused on your creative endeavors or a lover or your love life or the kids or a recreational pursuit. So it's been trying to get you to, you know, do you need to travel there or do you need to learn or teach something in one of those areas or do you need to focus on the media or the media marketing side of it. You need to focus on the wedding. You need to focus on the religious or political side of it. So, you know, where are you with kids and your love life and your lovers and recreation and creativity? And so you're at this turning point in the week ahead. You're going to feel this building, and it's aligning with Pluto in your house of relationships. So going deeper, making profound changes, getting more intimate, focusing on the shared financial scenario or the divorce or the death or the birth that has to do with a romantic partner or a business partner or the clients or a specialist or an agent or an attorney or a competitor or an opponent. So all of this building during the week and turning a corner on Saturday. Now throughout the week, you're going to have that push to get you to go in that direction somehow. Somewhere between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, and ties in with one of those stories there and is about you showing up over the goal you have in mind here or over the career direction or over something involving an authority figure in the mix, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, et cetera. And so you have to get in there and deal with whatever that is, challenge yourself. Make some adjustments, you know, so that by Saturday the 14th, you're seeing this this shift in what's been going on. All right, for Leo, Venus is definitely doing a good thing for you guys in this week ahead when it comes to your career or a personal goal you're pursuing or what's going on with authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, etc. So goals, career, authority figures, focus on Venus. You can make money there. You can fall in love there. You can focus on women in the mix or beauty themes, and this is really going well. It harmonizes with your work opportunities, with the work you're just doing around the house maybe, I don't know, with coworkers and hired help and paperwork you want to get signed, with your health interests and your animals. So, you know, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's all in flow. And then by Thursday, the 12th, there's that opportunity alignment that then brings in the sexual chemistry or the reproductive need or the divorce or the big financial scenario coming on board or a third-party situation empowering you. So there you have it. And then with the Jupiter-Pluto alignment started mid-January, you're going to hit your turning point on Saturday the 14th. Jupiter really been pushing you guys to find more happiness, more prosperity, or more growth when it comes to your home or family, parent, roommate, real estate deals, moves, renovations, history, you know, what's there at the core of your life, and asking you to focus on Jupiter there. You know, do you need to tackle the legal stuff, or are you going to have a wedding there, or is there something in media or marketing you want to pursue, or education or legal needs or travel plans or religion or politics there? What are you doing about Jupiter there? And the door is open here to Pluto, so that is tying in something powerful that you're doing through work or coworkers or hired health or animals or paperwork in the story and bringing in the financial side of that or the divorce side or the sexual side of that or that death that you're dealing with in the scenario. So, or birth, I should say both, could be either. So pick and choose, you know your story. I am saying that everybody's going to get pushed Tuesday, Wednesday to get to this point. So between the 10th and 11th sometime, it will push the Leos over legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in that story. So you need to show up and make some adjustments and challenge yourself a little bit over whatever it is to get you to this space on Saturday the 14th. For Virgo, Venus is really working for you this week, and she is showing up in that ninth house. So good things happening with travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, political, or people at a distance. And all of that would be either about making money because it's Venus, or love because it's Venus, or a woman or women because it's Venus, or beauty interests in the mix. So Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, this is harmonically engaged with lovers and creative endeavors and recreation. So pick one, pick all, go for it. And then by Thursday, the 12th, there's an opportunity alignment for you in one of those Venus areas that has to do with a romantic partner, a business partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, or how you're dealing with a competitor, et cetera. Then when it comes to Jupiter-Pluto, Jupiter's been trying to open something up for you this year in a really good way through your mind, your ideas, your talks, your meetings, your proposals, your offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, speaking roles, decisions, anything communication, information oriented, and also possibly through what's happening with brothers or sisters or neighbors, what's happening with vehicles or electronics, what's happening with local community activities or short trips. And so in any of that, you're focusing on Jupiter, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. And by Saturday, all of this comes together with some kind of powerful opportunity that ties in with this lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreation and brings in the intimacy or the financial potential or helps you with a divorce or a birth or a death or a third party in the mix and something powerful turning a corner there. So midweek between Tuesday and Wednesday, you're going to get pushed over that, and you'll be pushed over eighth house matters, meaning you need to show up and deal with something financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, third party, birth, death, those kind of topics. Make some adjustments, make sure your needs are being met, deal with the challenge so that by Saturday the 14th, you see that door opening up wide and some kind of new turning point with the story. All right, for Libra, Venus is definitely working for you guys in that powerhouse this week ahead, so definitely helping you out with the loans or debt or inheritance or taxes, insurance, investment settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, whatever the big financial topic is. Or Venus is helping you out with your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, dealing with a death, a birth, or some kind of third-party situation. So in any of those stories, you want to look at where you are with a woman in this, or where you are with love or lovers, or where you are with income, or where you are with beauty themes. And Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, this is forming a harmonic that can help you bring that all together with the home or a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or what's going on with family, parents, or roommates. And then by Thursday the 12th, you're seeing an opportunity alignment with one of those topics that is helping you with the work, the paperwork, coworkers, hired help, a health or animal interest that you might have in the mix. And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto alignment, for Libra, you know, Jupiter has been pushing to open up some kind of growth potential for you when it comes to your income or a purchase or your purchasing power or your possessions or a product throughout this year, started in January. You're at that midpoint now in this week ahead. Something is going to turn a corner as something is opening up for you here. So whether it's income, purchases, possessions, products, you want to look at how Jupiter can get you there. Is it through media, publishing, broadcasting, publicity? Is it through legal needs? Is it through travel or people at a distance? Is it through education? Is it through ceremonies, religion, politics? You know, where are you in this? And how does it favorably link to, again, what's going on in the home with the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate? And kind of outer financial themes with that, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, et cetera, or what's going on intimately or reproductively or with the divorce, a death, a birth, something like that. So midweek, you are going to get pushed over this Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, and that is with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. So whoever this person is, show up, challenge yourself, make some adjustments so that you are where you want to be on Saturday or by Saturday. For Scorpio, Venus is working very well for you in this week ahead when it comes to relationships. So it's all about connecting. You want to connect with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, deal with competitors, opponents, and focus on Venus. So it's either about love and lovers, or it's about income, or it's about beauty interests, or it's about women. And so Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, this harmonizes with people or talks or interviews or agreements or sales or writing or offers or decisions, you know, the communication information flow, even some short trips, local activities with these people. And then by Thursday, the 12th, there is an opportunity bringing in true love or lovers or something focused with one of these key people on the kids or something about a creative project or something recreational. It all looks good. And then when it comes to Jupiter-Pluto, this is a big one for Scorpio because Jupiter's in your sign and Pluto rules your sign. So a very big year for you for personal growth and evolution. Started in mid-January. Jupiter, you know, wants you to evolve as a person, find more happiness or prosperity or growth opportunity through looking at who you are, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or where you are with your personal needs in your life and how you can expand your horizons through Jupiter, through travel or legal interests or education or media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or weddings or religion or politics. And so as we turn this corner on Saturday the 14th, the door is open to all these communications information for you that's part of this story. So getting into the talks or hearing the news or the offers or proposals or taking the meeting or signing the agreement or making the sale or the interview or, you know, focusing on short trips or local activities and where you want to go with that. And Pluto themes for you, so about sexuality or reproduction or divorce or a death or a birth or some big financial scenario in your life. So to get there, you're going to get pushed on Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, meaning you need to show up in this story and deal with a work situation, a coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, or deal with a health or animal scenario in the mix. So be aware, you know, that you it's not all just easy in your lap this week, but it is really great week, and that little push is important to getting to where you want to be for this big open door on Saturday the 14th. For Sag, Venus is doing some really great stuff for you this week when it comes to hired help, coworkers, paperwork, organizing, cleaning, your job, your health, or the animals. So you want to focus on income flow there or love in the mix or that lover or what's going on with women or a woman or beauty interests in those scenarios since Venus is what that's about. And note that Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, this aligns harmonically into making money or purchases that you make or what's going on with products or possessions in the mix. And then by Thursday the 12th, there's something opportunity, what's going on in the home or with family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, roommates, parents, that kind of thing, and whatever it is you're doing. Now, when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto scenario for Sag, Jupiter is your ruler, and it's been working behind the scenes this year to try to open something up for you. So it's either, you know, through the research and development, the investigations, the strategies, or it's through the arts, you know, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, theaters, concerts, something like that. Or it's through your spiritual practices, meditation, yoga, prayer. Could be through magical interests or psychic abilities. Could be through romance, not an out-in-the-open romance, but either romantic getaways with a love interest or clandestine romance. Could be through dealing with addictions or secrets. Could be dealing with institutions as well. And so you want to look at how you bring Jupiter into this story. Is it about the travel, the legal, the educational, the media, the marketing, the wedding, the research, or it's not the research, the wedding, and the religion or the politics in this story? What are you doing behind the scenes about all that? And know that by Saturday the 14th, this is going to then align in some kind of powerful way to help you turn that corner when it comes to that income, purchase, product, or possession interest in how the financials are being shared or what's going on intimately or through the divorce in this scenario or a death, an inheritance, or a birth and setting things up financially in that direction. So look for what's happening here and realize you guys are going to be pushed like everybody else to Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th about this story, and the push is going to either involve the kids or a creative project, the recreational pursuit, or a lover. And so you're going to have to show up and deal with whatever the challenge is there, get in there physically, make some adjustments so that you get to this turning point of the story by the weekend. All right, for Capricorn, Venus is definitely working for you guys in this week ahead in a really great area for you. So very active, very positive, helping you guys either with love or lovers, with the kids, with a creative project, or with a recreational pursuit. So it kind of doubly amplifies the love aspect of this because Venus rules that. Also could bring income flow into that creative or kids or recreational thing that you're doing. Could bring in women to focus on in any of those areas, or could bring a beauty topic into the mix. And, you know, Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, this harmonizes with your sign, and you're the ruler of your sign Friday, Saturday. So definitely show up, because you're kind of being gifted something here that goes, you know, directly into the direction you need. Hopefully you'll know you need it when it's happening, but definitely looks like something solid here and something passionate or active here for you. In the mix with one of those things should go well. And then by Thursday the 12th, there is an opportunity to meet somebody or get into the talk or the offer, the agreement, the sale, the writing, the interview, maybe a short trip, local activity, or a decision coming in, the writing, something in the information communication that ties in with this in a positive way. And then when it comes to the Jupiter-Pluto turning point for the story that really began back in January, Jupiter's been trying to get you to, you know, go in some kind of growth direction or find more happiness or prosperity through a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or through, you know, redefining or opening up your personal aspirations or original projects or freedom in your life. And it's asking you to do that through Jupiter, either through traveling or dealing with people at a distance, through education, through media marketing or legal needs, through weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. And so as you get to whatever part of that story is what it is for you, over this weekend coming up, it is going to opportune Pluto in your sign. So some kind of deep or profound turning point for you on a personal or physical level, something that you're evolving with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some kind of personal desire that you're going for in personal self-empowerment. It can have a financial or sexual or reproductive connotation to it. It can be about divorce or a death or a birth as part of the story that brought this all together. But you're turning that corner somehow in this week ahead. And midweek, you're going to get pushed over it. So that's between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th. And means you have to show up and deal with something either going on in the home or with a real estate deal or real estate in general, with a move, with renovation, or with a parent, a roommate, or the family. So you know what that might be for you, I'm sure. whatever it is, you know, you'll be challenging yourself or challenged by outside circumstances and making some adjustments here, but it is part of the story that then opens this up for you by Saturday. All right, for Aquarius. Venus is definitely working for you in this week ahead, very active in the home, about the home, with real estate deals, moves, renovations, what you're doing with family, parents, or roommates. So you want to look for love playing out there or income opportunities there or what you're doing with women there or anything beautifying the scenario there. And it should go well, should link favorably Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th to things going on behind the scenes, whether that's a romance or something artistic or spiritual or recuperative or about hospitals or other institutions or research and development. You're in solid ground there. And then by Thursday, the 12th, there is an opportunity into this home, family, et cetera scenario with Venus. That links into income, purchases, products, or possessions. So door open there on Thursday. And then with the Jupiter-Pluto alignment, you know, a big build in this week ahead as Jupiter has been in this ongoing story to get you to stretch your wings and see some growth or push you towards more happiness or prosperity on the career front or with a personal life goal or with what's going on with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher. So whether it's goals, career, authority figures, you want to look at Jupiter. Do you need to travel for this? Or is there something in education or legal or media, marketing, wedding, religious or political that can get you where you want to go with that? As this is coming together with Pluto for the turning point on Saturday the 14th, there is something coming together behind the scenes. So it is with this artistic, spiritual, romantic, institutional, research or investigative side of things. And it's Pluto themed, so it's about the finances there, or the sex, or the reproduction, or the divorce, or the death, or the birth, or some triangle third-party situation playing out. So, you know, whatever your story was back in January, you're now at the midpoint of this by Saturday the 14th, final part of the story, September 12th. But in this week ahead, you are going to be pushed about some part of this story Tuesday, Wednesday, so that you get there. So Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, it's going to ask you to get out there and deal with something locally or with a short trip or in a talk or meeting or interview or sale or agreement or writing or offer or something going on with a brother, sister, neighbor, vehicle, electronic scenario. So whatever that is, expect to be a little bit challenged and to have to make some adjustments so that you then get to where you want to be by Saturday the 14th. All right, for Pisces, Venus is working it for you guys, very active in this week ahead, very positive, and showing up through your communications and information, so really benefiting you in talks and meetings and interviews and auditions, in agreements and sales and writing, in short trips and local activities and offers and proposals, with brothers or sisters or neighbors or vehicles or electronics. So in any of that, focus on Venus. Is it about the income opportunity, the love, the lover, the woman, the women, or the beauty interest that you have? This is all harmonic and opportune through the week. Friday, Saturday, the 6th and 7th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 10th and 11th. That aligns favorably with friends, groups, going out, gatherings, parties, events, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities, or personal aspirations and original projects. And by Thursday the 12th, it is making an opportunity alignment to you, Pisces. So something kind of magical coming together for you through that talk, meeting, offer, agreement, sale, writing, whatever this is. It's Venus-themed about love or income or women or beauty. Thursday the 12th, circle it. And when it comes to Jupiter and Pluto, Jupiter's been trying to open up some kind of door for you guys, help you with some kind of growth opportunity or to find more happiness or prosperity through ninth house matters. So through legal situations, through travel or people at a distance, through education, whether that's teaching or learning, through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting or publicity, through weddings or other ceremonies, or through religion or politics. And so you're at this big turning point as it builds through the week and hits that on Saturday the 14th. And it's aligning with these friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your personal aspirations, your original projects, right? And bringing some Pluto stuff into that. So either sexual attractions or financial opportunities or something with a divorce or reproductive need or a death or a birth or a third party that is opening the story up even wider for you as you turn this corner on Saturday. Now, midweek, between Tuesday and Wednesday, you will get pushed over this story, and that is to show up and deal with something involving your income or a purchase or a product or the possessions, physically getting in there and challenging yourself, making some adjustments to this so that the story then evolves by Saturday the 14th. So there you have it, guys. Fairly short show for me. The dog didn't go too crazy, just a little bit there at the end. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me, at least for the time being, on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week, God willing. I'm very happy to let you guys know that there's a lot of opportunity in this week ahead and that we're coming out of the challenges of the Mercury retrograde. So meet it with a smile on your face, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.